You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The canals and ditches that run along streets and backyards here in the Treasure Valley are not a dumping ground. That's the message the Treasure Valley's irrigation delivery entities that operate these 1,500 miles of canals and ditches are trying to get out. Here's why. Apparently, many people dump lawn clippings, tree branches, old tires, fences, garden waste, you name it, it goes into the canals. And this can lead to some big problems. Roger Batt, the executive director of the Treasure Valley Water Users Association, is joining us live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Thanks for having me here today.
Okay. I was actually kind of surprised to read about this because it would seem to me that it is common sense to not put things in the canals.
I'd have to agree. It is common sense not to put things into the canals. And so these, as you said, the canals are owned and they're actually maintained and operated by our irrigation delivery entities. So that would be our irrigation districts and our canal and ditch companies. And there are 1,500 miles of canals and laterals in this system from Boise to Parma. So it's a big job to maintain and operate these systems. And so our folks are seeing more debris, more trash, like you said, couches. We're even seeing, car engines, motor oil, paint cans, things like that are actually hazardous. And so we have to call DEQ for those things. But you would think it would be common sense not to dump trash into canals and ditches because of the effects that it could be not only to the downstream user, but if you block a trash rack downstream somewhere and it backs up, the canal can actually break. And you don't want a canal break to flood out a residential area or a business area.
So let's get some background on canals. Why do we have so many of them? Not just in the Treasure Valley, but they're throughout Idaho. I remember when I moved here 20 plus years ago, I was like, what are all of these things?
Right.
I grew up in Washington State, and maybe we have them, but they just didn't seem to be as obvious as they are in Idaho.
Right. So we have a very unique system. As you said, we're in Boise River Basin 63 here. So we have three dams, Arrow Rock, Anderson Ranch, and Lucky Peak. And they provide the storage component of the water. But once you release that water down, it goes through a system from Boise to Parma. And our forefathers had the foresight back in the early 1900s during the Reclamation era to develop these structures. And so that's the reason why we have irrigation delivery to our residential areas, the urban areas, and also to our farms and ranches.
And that's a big part of it, right, is the farming. I mean, this is how farmers, as you said, all the way out to Parma get water delivered.
That's exactly
right. To their crops.
Right. Back in the late 1800s, the early pioneers, they used to get water out of the Boise River, but they recognized back in those days that about the end of June, that water runs out. And so they couldn't raise their crops or their pastures during that time. So we needed that storage component to be able to deliver water through this system to make sure that we had a prosperous agricultural industry.
So any ideas as to why we're seeing more waste going into the canals and ditches? Because it hasn't always been this bad, correct?
Correct. We really think that the reason why we're seeing more trash into our canals and ditches is because of the population increase that we've seen in the last couple of years. Our folks have seen it more this year than they've ever seen it. Before the irrigation season started, they had to clean out couches and tractor tires, even, all kinds of different things like car motors and stuff like that out of the canals. And during this time of year, people just, you know, it's an out-of-sight, out-of-mind issue where they just take their lawn clippings or their tree branches and they'll just throw it in the canal. It's not their problem anymore. But the issue with that is it's just really disrespectful to the people that are downstream from them because it can impact them.
Well, and if you don't know what the canals are being used for when it comes to this irrigation process or how it moves all the way almost to the Oregon border for our farmers, as you said, out of sight, out of mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think the main message we want to convey is just be respectful as a neighbor to your other neighbors because you are upstream from somebody else. So if you apply a pesticide to your lawn and you have those grass clippings on your lawn, you're now getting that residue into the water and somebody can actually put that under their lawn or garden and you're inadvertently maybe causing some kind of loss to their property. Or as I said before, the main thing is you don't want a canal to break or to actually top over and flood everybody out because it's a misdemeanor under Idaho statute to dump any kind of trash or debris into a canal or a ditch.
And right. I wanted to ask you about that because, I mean, this is such a big deal, so important in the state of Idaho to move this water out, you know, for irrigation purposes. that there is an actual statute,
yes,
as you mentioned.
Yes, the Idaho legislature many, many years ago saw the foresight on that and the importance to deliver irrigation water. And so they crafted that statute, and it's illegal to dump into a canal or a ditch as a result. You can face up to 6 months in jail, up to a $1,000 fine, and you can also be cited for anything that happens after that. So if you're the one that caused the flooding in a subdivision and you flooded out 25 homes, you can be liable for that. So we want people to really think about what they do before they do it.
So talk about that a little bit more, because the canals don't necessarily, it's not free-flowing, even though when you're looking at it, it kind of just looks like all of the canals move.
Right.
Because you have those grates that, even though the water can still get through, detritus and things like that cannot.
Exactly. That's right. And so we have ditch riders that ride the ditch all day long from morning to night, and they clean these trash racks periodically as much as they can, but 1,500 miles, that's a long way to go. And so when these things get plugged up, they don't always see it. And if just before this irrigation season alone, I'll just give an example. Someone in the Reidenbach Canal dumped a whole truckload of lawn clippings into that canal. It caused the trash rack to clog up, and everything backed up, and the canal literally almost topped over into a big subdivision in that area, and that could have caused catastrophic loss to those property owners.
And this is what you're dealing with.
This is exactly what we're dealing with. And so it seems common sense, but apparently some people think our canals and ditches are trash receptacles, and they are not. And so please don't treat them as such.
And do you think part of it, too, is that restrictions on what you can take to our local landfills, they've really gotten more restrictive on what you can dump in the landfill?
Yes, they have. And that is another reason why I think we are seeing more of an influx of people dumping into canals, is because those restrictions do exist, especially in Canyon County. I'm aware of that. Yes.
So all of that, I mean, growing population, restrictions at the dump, all of that adds to this problem. I would also think, though, that there could be some possible health and environmental safety issues, depending upon what's being dumped in the canals.
Well, there really are. I mean, you think, you know, if somebody's going to dump used motor oil or paint into the canal or something that you don't even know what it is. We had an incident that occurred this year within the Napa Marine Irrigation District where somebody put some kind of green dye into the water. And it was in a private system, but they still didn't know what it was. And they have to report that kind of stuff to DEQ because you're violating water quality standards now. And that's a big issue. Those are really issues of concern for us.
And this is also having an effect on people who use pressurized irrigation systems.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. And a lot of folks do. And a lot of our irrigation delivery entities are delivering to pressurized systems. And if you have a bunch of grass clippings that clog up the pump intakes and those types of things, you're actually going to have to shut that system down. And the folks who have actually paid for that water to use that water are now not going to be able to use that water for a few days because you have to fix the pump system. And it's also not fair that taxpayers, people that pay into the irrigation districts and canal and ditch companies, have to pay for trash removal. They should actually just pay their bill and be able to get their irrigation water delivered to them without having to worry about all these other extra things that our folks have to do.
So bottom line, are people being ticketed, cited, if they're found that they've done this, since this is a misdemeanor under Idaho law, and there are huge repercussions to something like this?
The answer is yes, they are being cited, and yes, the sheriff's office will come out, and they will talk to you, and they will cite you if you're found breaking the law like this.
And
we take this seriously.
And I would bet every single person who is cited is probably shocked that they are cited.
There are some that are shocked, yes. There are some that, you know, say they don't know the law, and maybe that's the case. But it's our job to educate the public, and that's what we're trying to do today.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in and talking about this. We've been talking with Roger Bath, the executive director of the Treasure Valley Water Users Association, about an influx of trash being dumped into our canals in the Treasure Valley area. Thank you so much for the conversation
today.
Thank
you very much, Gemma.
Also, don't forget, we would like your help and your input with tomorrow's program. I will be sitting down live with the University of Idaho's new president, C. Scott Green. He left a lucrative career on the East Coast to come back to Idaho. He attended the UI back in the 80s, and his grandfather, he was the athletic director at the university who raised money to build the Kibbe Dome. So with that kind of family legacy, what are his plans for the future of this Idaho University? We want to hear your comments about this new president, as well as any questions that you may have for him. This is your chance to ask. So send us your comments and your questions at idahomatters@boisestate.edu, and we may just use them on the air tomorrow. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.